You are listening to the English programme, Radio Goes Pop. We have to go looking into our archives, try and find the old Radio Goes Pop jingles. They're there somewhere. Just have to have a little look. Do you say look, lurk, lack, or look? How do you say that one? That's a bit of a toughie, I think. Radio Goes Pop, broadcasting in glorious MP3. Which is why when you listen to it, you think, that sounds a bit rubbish, doesn't it? Doesn't sound very good, huh? Because it's in MP3. Not in FM, no. Not in CD quality, it's in MP3. Which is a bit sort of wavy and a bit rubbish. But that seems to be the format we've gone with, folks. Bit like picking VHS over Betamax, I suppose. I think they picked the wrong one. Yes, but don't tell them, don't say anything. They're a little bit sensitive about it, I believe. Ooh, lovely bits of music there. Jill Stevenson's track and Lee Negin and Masks. Well, the Radio Goes Pop programme now asks you three questions to test your knowledge of trivia and things. I do hope you get them right, though. It's embarrassing when you get them wrong. What is more land? I think it's the opposite of less land, I think. Could be wrong, but that's my belief. Which are the two languages of Belgium? Okay. Right. What determines, bit of an open question this one, what determines day and night? Oh dear, that's a bit, have a little think about that one if you possibly can. Music please, Pilar. you not got anything a bit longer? I was going to go to the toilet then. Nathan Long and Progress. Oh dear. Okay. In no particular order of preference or likability. Is that a word? Not too sure. The two languages of Belgium. French and Flemish. A Dutch dialect. I'm just going to tick them off so now I've done them. Okay. Moorland. What is it? It's uncultivated, often hilly land. It's got acid soils. It's usually clad in heath. I don't think I've understood any of those words at all. That's like a foreign language. Okay, must be the Flemish, maybe. I don't know. What determines day and night? The rotation of the Earth around the sun. Oh dear, I'm starting to sound like that Dr. Cox, whatever his name is. How about some rock and roll or heavy metal? Yes, I like that one. Neely in the middle. It's quite cool. That's like an instrumental bit of music, that one. It is. Okay, we have 50 seconds to go, and I think I'm going to ask you some more questions. Who lives in an igloo, and how is a railway line shown on a map? Okay, two, I know, very difficult questions. The answers in just one moment.